This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 34 for June 17th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and we're back for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. This is podcast number 34. And believe it or not, this podcast is occurring in the same month as the prior BGC podcast, which hasn't happened in a while, so, you know, kind of scary, isn't it? But I had a few things I wanted to talk about today. Few things noteworthy and newsworthy, so I'll get started. Alright, first of all, I'd like to announce, and I did announce last week in a previous audio message on the website, that the Blind Geek Zone now has a chat where you can chat with me on MSN. We were using just a account I had set up for quite a few years, and that was the rharmon928 account that we were using on MSN that I have at the end of my podcasts as part of my contact information. I'm not going to be using that any longer and have decided to create an account specifically for Blind Geek Zone, so if you'd like to chat with me on MSN, and I do try to have that up a few hours a day, most days of the week, you can send an invite from MSN to blindgeekzone@live.com. Again, that is blindgeekzone, that's all one word, B-L-I-N-D. GEEKZONE at live.com. So we've got a few people there already, and hope to see some more people there. If you'd like to, you know, maybe ask a question or whatever, leave some kind of a message for me. You know, I can get to online and offline comments there, you know, even if I'm not there, so feel free to leave a note if you'd like. And hopefully that'll work out pretty well. The rharmon account just had way too many old contacts and stuff on it, and I just decided it was time for a change, so that's kind of why that happened. But hope to see you all there. All right, some Jaws and Window Eyes update news. Jaws 10 build 1154 came out yesterday, and there is now information up on the website about changes in the new build up on the Freedom Scientific website, not the Blind Geek Zone website. But there are only two changes. One of the major fixes in this build is now support for iTunes 8.2. Apparently, when iTunes 8.2 came out, Jaws 10 wasn't working well with it, had some focus issues. So those have now all been taken care of, and this build will fix that. So if you want to use iTunes 8.2 with Jaws 10, this is the build you'll need. So, and the other fix that was listed up on the website was some Word 2007 tracking issues, focusing issues. So that was another fix in that build. And just my guess, but I would assume this would be the final update for Jaws 10. I'm not sure of that, you know, since I don't have that type of information at hand, but just a guess. I did see where Jaws 11 will be unveiled at the ACB and NFB conferences that will take place during the July 4th week. So that should be interesting. Indications are that it will be unveiled there, and there will be support for Windows 7. So that should be really nice, and hopefully we'll be seeing a public beta here pretty soon so we can all check that out. All right. Other news. Windows Eyes 7.1 beta was released this week. This beta is available for people using the Windows Eyes 7.0 or 7.01 releases. Or you can just put a demo of Windows Eyes on there and you can download the beta and try it out in the demo mode, of course. But new things in Windows... not Windows, big dummy. Windows Eyes 7.1 are 64-bit support and support for Windows 7. You can go to the Windows Eyes website and check out the beta and see what other changes are there as well. All right, and another big and interesting thing here in the blind community this last week is the Apple announcement at their conference. They announced that Snow Leopard would be released in September, and the updates to that will cost $29. If you're a Leopard user, you can get Snow Leopard for a very, very economical amount. That's really great. I wish Windows would do that. Would be nice if we could get our upgrades for that kind of money. But that's supposed to have some more accessibility issues. Accessibility enhancements in VoiceOver. I don't really get into all that, so I don't know what those all are, but you can check with the Apple users, and they'll know what all of those will be. But that was announced. And the major, major announcement, at least to blind users, is that Apple will be releasing a new iPhone that will have VoiceOver support. And I know many of you are probably saying, well, isn't the iPhone a touchscreen only phone? And the answer to that is yes, it is. But interestingly enough, VoiceOver will be able to be put on that phone, and through the use of various finger gestures, you will be able to interact with that touchscreen. Some of the things I know about this are if you tap the screen in any given location, whatever object is there will be announced. If you want to select that object, you would simply double tap it. You have various gestures that you can use for things, like if you want to move up and down a list, you slide your fingers up and down. Same with a slider. You would slide it up or down or left and right with your finger, gesturing across the screen. If you have some kind of a turn knob on the screen and you want to turn it up or down, you gesture with a twist of your fingers on the screen, up or down. Things like texting should be interesting. I'm not sure exactly how this is going to be accomplished, but it can be done from what I've been told and from what I've read. The on-screen keyboard, if you take your fingers across it, it will announce each letter. If you get to a letter you want, then you double tap it, and that is selected. So, you know, definitely you could do texting with the phone. Seems to me it might be kind of slow, and I'll be really, really interested to see how more experienced users demonstrate these features. It's supposed to support the different apps for the iPhone. You know, there are tons and tons of apps for the iPhone, and supposedly at least some of these are supposed to be supported. You can make calls with the phone simply through voice. You can tell it to, you know, call somebody. Things like that. So, should be really interesting. And that's supposed to be released, I believe, later this week. I believe on Friday, the 19th. So, should be interesting. And I can't wait to hear some of the more experienced users, the Mac people that are experienced with VoiceOver, you know, give us some demonstrations of the phone. And we can be waiting for that. Hopefully by next week we'll see some of those. Okay, next, there was some new GoldWave scripts released by Jim Grimsby. I talked about this last time, that are up on the website in the Programs section under scripts. I've had a few inquiries on those. They're not self-installing scripts as the 1.57 version was. And so briefly, what I'm going to do here is people have asked, where do I put these? And I'm going to show you a real simple way to do this. View. Hit your Windows key to bring up the Start menu.
Start menu, S. Set Program Access and Defaults, S.
Go to Programs.
P. Program Submenu, P7-Zip Submenu, 7.
Go to your version of JAWS by pressing J.
J. JAWS 9.0 Submenu, J. J. JAWS 10.0 Submenu, J.
Okay, if we go in here, I'll right arrow.
Explore JAWS Submenu, E.
The first thing you'll see is Explore JAWS. Go into here, enter, or right arrow.
Explore My Settings, E.
And you'll see Explore My Settings. Hit enter on this.
Enter, leaving menus, NU, folder view, list view, not selected, personalized settings, file folder 6/11/2009/509 PM.
And you're now in your personalized folder for JAWS settings, where you can simply copy all the GoldWave scripts in the zip file too.
G, folder view, list view, GoldWave4.jcf1kb config file.
And there they are. So, that's all you need to do. Just paste them into here, and this is a very, very easy way to get to this folder.
Alt F4.
So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit, because some people were kind of confused. I think people were people were used to the previous scripts, you know, that were self-installing. And if I knew how to set up a self-installer, I would definitely do that for these, but I don't, so. But these scripts are for GoldWave versions 5.52 and higher. 5.52 is the current version of GoldWave right now, so. But hope that helps some people out that had difficulties with that. Okay, next we're going to talk a little bit more about McTwit. And McTwit is the application for Twitter done by Jamal Masri. And just wanted to keep updating everybody on that, some of the new things. There's a new update today, and I'll talk about that. I'm going to show everybody how to use McTwit to get an update, and talk about a few of the new features. So, let me get over to McTwit now.
Alt-Tab, GoldWave. Alt-Tab, McTwit-Rickster-TheGeek, MC-Twit-Rickster-TheGeek dialog. Focus on the list of messages or users.
Okay, we'll silence that. All right, I have McTwit open, and I'm going to shift tab a couple times here.
Shift tab, close button, shift tab, help button, shift tab, plus elevate button, alt plus plus.
We have the elevate button, and I touched on this last time. This is used for getting updates of the program automatically via McTwit. And since there is an update today, I'll show you how to do this. I'll press space here. The shortcut is...
plus elevate button.
I believe it's Alt plus. But you can just tab to it and hit your space bar on it as well.
Space plus elevate. Confirm dialog. Newer McTwit 1.9 released on Tuesday, June 16th, 2009 at 11:05 a.m. Download from http://empowermentzone.com/setup.xtotemp folder and run installer. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
Okay, and it's telling us that there's a new version released today, and it's asking us if we want to go ahead and download it. So, the default is yes, so I'll hit my spacebar here.
Space, McTwit-Rickster, the Geek Dialog. Check whether an update to McTwit may be installed. Plus elevate button, Alt plus plus.
Alright, it's now downloading the update. And it'll come up with a dialog here momentarily. Telling me.
Download done dialog. Ready to run installer. Please close McTwit so files may be replaced. Then press OK to continue. OK button.
Alright, so what we do now is we just Alt tab back over to McTwit.
Alt tab, McTwit dash Rickster the Geek. McTwit dash Rickster the Geek dialog. Check
Alt
whether
F4
an update
out of it.
Alt F4, close. Download done dialog. Ready to run installer. Please close McTwit so files may be replaced. Then press OK to continue. OK button.
And we'll press our spacebar here and select on OK.
Space, gold wave, file untitled 1. Setup dash McTwit dialog. Next greater button, Alt plus N.
Alright. And we just have our standard installer here.
Space to continue. Click next if you would like to select tab, browse tab, less back button tab, next greater button, Alt plus N, space, cancel button. Set McTwit shortcut key to Alt plus Control plus M checked.
And we have a couple options here. Set the shortcut key.
Tab, install optional scripts for JAWS users by Brian Archin, not checked.
Now, this is one of the new features in this version of McTwit. Brian Hartshin has written scripts for JAWS for McTwit. And you might ask, okay, why does McTwit need any scripts since it's fully accessible and was written to be fully accessible? But basically what these scripts will do is give you some different shortcut keys for the program that may be a little easier for some people to remember. McTwit's very, very powerful, and there are a lot of keys that you can use in McTwit, and the scripts are just kind of designed to make that a little simpler. So if you want to use those,
install optional scripts for JAWS users by Brian Archin, not checked 2 of 4.
You can check this.
Tab, install optional scripts for Window-Eyes users by Jeff Bishop, not checked.
And for Window-Eyes, Jeff Bishop has written some scripts for McTwit that do the same thing, give it some easier to use shortcut keys for beginners and maybe people that just are a bit overwhelmed by all the complexities of McTwit. So if you want to use those, you would check here.
Tab, read McTwit documentation, checked.
And read the McTwit documentation. I suggest that you always do this when you update. The changes will be discussed in the document, and some of the new things, you know, will be described, so always a good idea to do that. But I'm going to uncheck that for now since I'm recording here, and then we'll finish. Alright, let's go out to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, my computer.
And I'll go to McTwit here.
M, my document, M, my network, M, Malwarebytes, M, McTwit, enter. Loading. McTwit-Rickster the Geek dialog. Focus on the list of messages or users. Items colon list box. Alt plus I.
Okay. So McTwit is now up. One of the nice changes in the prior version of McTwit that came out here last week or maybe the week before is a switch users function. You can now set McTwit up to operate on a number of users. If you go to configure, which is Alt-C, or you can just tab to it,
Alt C, configure, choose dialog, dialog button, Alt plus D. Reset button, Alt, manual button, Alt, create button, Alt plus C.
One of the new features, and I touched upon this, I believe, in the last podcast, but I'm going to talk about it again since I've actually done it, and I'll show you how to do it, is first, you would select create, and a dialog's going to come up, and it will ask you for a name for this user. You need to type in the name, and you need to give it the extension of .ini. Then it will ask you for your username and password for that file, and then you can go to OK. All right, once you have done this, you can come back into the configuration.
Switch button, Alt plus S.
And you can arrow down to switch and select that.
Space, switch, ini files dialog, list box, bgz.ini.
Now I have one for the Blind Geek Zone, which is bgz.ini. And I also have
McTwit.ini.
The McTwit.ini, which is the original user that you set up when you first run McTwit. And that's for my Rickster to Geek account. So,
bgz.ini.
If I want to switch accounts, I just simply select it in the list and hit enter.
Enter. User set to Blind Geek Zone. Items list box. Alt plus I.
And now I'm in my Blind Geek Zone account, and I can hit enter here or Alt N to select new messages.
Enter. New.
And it's going out to get those.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. 69 items. Stephen Guerra : full of life and wisdom for all to gain from Stephanie Guerra. RIP. My leader message items list box. Stephen Guerra :
Okay, and we're in our list of messages here for Blind Geek Zone. Alright. I'm going to see if I can find some new things here to talk about.
Tab, view, : read only, edit, Alt plus V. Tab, new button, Alt plus N. Again button, Alt, boundary button, Alt, configure button, direct button, Alt plus, export button, Alt, followers button, go button, Alt, join button, Alt, keywords button, Alt, leaders button, Alt, messages button, Alt, order button, Alt, public button, Alt, query button, Alt plus Q. Replies button, Alt, sent button, Alt, tweet button, Alt, two tweet button, Alt plus, three tweet button, utilities button, Alt plus U. Right button, Alt plus W. Extra button, Alt plus X. Yield button, Alt plus Y.
I think the only thing I haven't talked about is the relationship button, and I didn't know what it did last time, and I do now, so I'll go to that.
Zap button, Alt plus 0 items button, Alt, one other button, Alt, forget button, Alt, 5 or right button, Alt plus 5, backslash cache button, vertical bar block button, Alt plus vertical bar. 7 update button, Alt plus 7, duplicate button, Alt, 9 rewind button, Alt plus 9. Bind button, Alt, dot auto button, Alt plus period, left bracket store button, Alt plus left bracket, right bracket restore button, slash search button, Alt relationship button, Alt plus question.
Alright. Basically what the relationship does is if you select somebody in your list, it will tell you whether or not you're following them and whether or not they are following you. And in most cases, if they're in your list, you know, that will be a yes to both. But let's try this.
Space, relationship, the Guerra Show, left parent, Stephen Guerra, right parent, follows Blind Geek Zone, left parent, Y, right parent, Blind Geek Zone, left parent, Y, right parent, follows the Guerra Show, left parent, Stephen Guerra, right parent.
And, that is true here. But you can select others, and it'll tell you whether or not you're following them and they're following you, and that could be helpful. I guess you can choose, you know, whether to join somebody or not, if you're not already following them. All right, so that basically touches on the new things here in the latest version of McTwit. So thanks again, Jamal. You've done great, great work on this program. It's become very powerful, and a lot of people really, really like it. So keep up the hard work, and we really appreciate it. All right, well, about the only other thing I was going to talk about, and that is the NLS machines are starting to roll out. They are currently rolling out to 8 libraries across the country for tests here for the next month or so. And then the new digital players will start rolling out. I've been told that this should happen in August, and you'll be able to get your hands on these new units. There have been quite a few demonstrations of these. ACB Radio's main menu a couple weeks ago had a demonstration. Last night on Accessible World, there was a demonstration given that was very good. You might want to listen to that. You can get to that through www.accessibleworld.org, and it should be in the archives pretty soon. But I hope everybody got to listen to that last night. It was very good, and people got to ask questions about it and everything. So it's definitely worth a listen. But those units will be rolling out, and it is suggested that you contact your library and get on the list so you can get a new player. And those players are available in a standard version and an advanced version. So you can make up your mind after you've listened to the demonstrations of it as to which ones you might want to check out. I think a lot of people will just use the basic versions, and that'll probably be fine for most people. Alrighty, well, that wraps up this podcast, and hope everybody's enjoyed it, and hopefully, again, I'll have another one out pretty soon, but that wraps this one up, and I'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/ Rickster the Geek. That's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/ Blind Geek Zone. That's capital BLIND, capital GEEK, capital ZONE.